financing he did with
all right.
Stamps.
Can you
put
check?
It back.
Kmart Development.
Hi, is Kenneth there?
No, he's not. He's working on a job site.
Okay. Well, is Nancy there?
Yes, this is Nancy. Can I help you?
Oh, hi, Nancy. Yeah, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you. Last we spoke, it was back in, you know, April. Toward the end, you said you guys were looking to maybe add on a roller or a loader.
Yeah, they
up.
Changed their mind.
Oh, really? What happened?
No, they just decided that he was not going to do it at this time.
Yeah, it just didn't really, work out. I know you guys had some, jobs coming up. Did you end up getting those bids, or?
They still have not decided.
Wow. What are they going to?
Well, there's a problem with one because of the permitting. Once you get Swift Mud involved in it, which is the water authority,
uh-huh.
It takes a while.
Oh, so
there's a permit involved that has to go through them first before anything can be decided.
Oh wow! And is that
nothing to do with us? I mean, we're there. We're just waiting.
Yeah. And that is that pretty typical? Do you have to wait for those?
Yeah, actually, in Florida, it is. It is. Because you're dealing with wastewater, groundwater, drinking water, the whole nine yards, and they want to make sure all their ducks are in a row before they do anything.
Yeah, exactly. And with that, is it the depths, certain depths,
It's more or less... It's determined by the amount of runoff that's going to be into the site and whether it's going to hurt any of the surrounding areas or whether it could disturb the drinking water, or they take into all of those things in consideration, because whenever you build anything, whenever you put asphalt or concrete down on the ground, you're not absorbing water any longer. You're running it off somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So they want to make sure everything is in line before they...
Right, right. Yeah. Because we get really, really, I don't know where you are, but we get really, really nasty storms in the summertime with a lot of rain, and it's got to run somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're a business bank right here in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And, I know. I always hear that, Florida has, crazy storms during the summer.
Yeah.
And how does that affect you guys, with work? Are you wait more till after the season, or... Or when is
they just try to plan accordingly, around, see what they can get done when it's nice and dry and hope that the rain holds out until 5 o'clock.
Yeah, right. yeah, that's crazy. And what is it you guys exactly do over there?
We do the site work. We clear and grub the property. We put in the building pads. We do the water retention ponds. We do the underground utilities. The parking lots, driveways.
Okay. That's really cool. So you do a lot of... So you guys use...
All of the infrastructure.
Yeah, all the infrastructure. And you use, loaders and, backhoes and...
Yes.
Do you use dozers, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All of the Tonka toys they play with.
All the Tonka toys, for sure. Okay, cool. Well, yeah, like I said, I want to touch base, see if you guys were looking to add on, more equipment to your fleet over there, and... I'm sorry to hear you guys kind of holding off. Is there any chance of it coming up still, or it's just, you're going to hold off for good?
One, we're supposed to hear something on today. Whether we do or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I'll tell you what, equipment financing.
Yeah. Well, do you have an email? I can send you, the info. I didn't get it last time.
Okay, it's Ann as in Nancy, A-N-K-E-N, 68, at MSN.com.
At MSN.com. Okay.
All right.
Well, yeah, Nancy, I'll go ahead and I'll shoot over, some highlights of our programs as well as my contact info. And, if you guys were looking, to add that on, we have a really, quick turnover rate. We can get you answers, typically within 24 hours. And,
okay.
Yeah, funded in 48. And so do you have quotes for these, or are you just still haven't even started that process? Yeah, okay.
No, well, we had one for an excavator about 2 months ago, and that went in the trash because he says, nope, we're not doing like an excavator.
Yeah. Okay. Well, do you guys know how much you guys are looking to, you know, spend on that equipment?
It can vary. Depending upon the piece of equipment, it can go anywhere from approximately 80,000 to up to 140.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that one piece, was that the loader or the roller that you're looking at maybe adding?
It was an excavator, and I
excavator.
At one point. Then they were also talking the loader, and I don't even know whether I still have his quote or not for the excavator. But Kenny said no, he doesn't want to have one of those things again. We did a few years ago, and he says, hell no.
Had bad experience with it, or what?
Well, they have tracks, and you have to replace the tracks, and that's a very expensive proposition to begin with. And then you have the instances where the tracks come off, and then you have to try to get them, you know, put back on again.
Uh-huh.
So
that's crazy. I didn't know that.
It's a big headache.
Yeah, I'd imagine that'd definitely delay some work if you're... The tracks just came off. Is that just like a fall with the machine, or it just...
When you're moving on different types of terrain, and there's stumps and things like that that you're traveling over, sometimes it will do that. Or if it's not being operated correctly, it might do that too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So no on the excavator. So what, it was the loader then, you think?
Looking into that, and possibly another skid steer, which they're more reasonable. They're less than 100,000.
Yeah, I know we had one guy got one of the those new skid steers. This one had tracks on it that we got them, and it had an AC and heater inside. It was enclosed.
Oh,
it was interesting. I've never seen one of those before.
Yeah, we've got one of those already.
Yeah, it must be, especially in Florida with the humidity out there. It's gonna be crazy.
Yeah, that, and if you're working in an area where it's mostly sand, which we have a lot of, and it blows in your face, so you have to have something there that is going to protect you a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
See what you're doing.
Uh huh. And do you have quotes for the skid steer or the loader, or
no? Not right now. We don't. No.
Do you have estimated costs, maybe?
Yeah, I mean the one that we bought a year and a half ago was $84,000, so.
Oh, was that the...
They run in that vicinity.
Yeah, for the skid steer?
Yeah.
Yeah, 84. Oh, wow, so those are, the higher-end ones. And I know the loaders are, probably around, 100 on up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, generally, at least 130.
130. So. Okay. And do you get them new or used?
We've bought them new. Most of the time, Kenny bought a grader. We bought a used one in December.
A used grader.
Yeah, and got a really good deal on it. So.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. Sometimes they're like hidden gems, you know, like the used.
Yeah.
But also, with that type of equipment, you don't know what the previous owner, was doing with it.
Yeah.
They worked in the ground. And so, I mean, with adding these on, are you guys just looking to, will you get more jobs done? What's your return on investment?
That I really haven't figured out, because we rent some equipment and we own some equipment. We own outright.
Okay.
We own outright one grader, one loader, a roller, a mini excavator, a tractor.
Oh, wow.
In the skid steer, we still have another 2 years left on that.
2 years left on the... Oh, you just got that skid steer. Okay. Well, yeah, you guys have quite the, the fleet there. And do you...
Yeah.
So you rent also? What type of equipment do you rent?
Yeah. Yeah, we rent quite a bit. You know, we'll rent the bulldozers, which he doesn't want a bulldozer at all. And the big excavators we'll rent, that look like backhoes.
Yeah, the big excavators. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, because those are, do you just don't get that many jobs that often? Is that why you rent or?
We don't use them for that great a length of time. Our equipment that we use are the mini excavator,
Oh, okay.
the loader, the grader, and the roller. Rollers we use too.
Yeah, the roller. Okay.
I mean that I know he's talked about that too, possibly getting a one that has a wider barrel on it.
Oh, is that, will that just make it less time to roll everything out and flatten it? Yeah. Okay. And how much do those cost?
God, it's been so long since we bought that one. I honestly don't remember.
Yeah, somewhere on there. Okay. And so, like, when are you guys waiting for these bids to come through before you're gonna pull the trigger on anything?
Yeah, because we
Okay.
don't want to do anything until we know positively.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And I mean, how would you guys, rate your credit over there?
Excuse me?
How would you rate your credit over there? Like good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Better.
Getting better? No, that's
Getting
for
better.
yeah. That's fine. We have, multiple programs, that work with credit tiers A to D. Yeah, like what were sales like last year for you guys?
I want to say 2 million, 2.1 million, something like that.
About 2.1 million. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. And I mean, how long have you guys been doing this for?
We have started a business in 2003,
In
May of
2003.
2003. Yeah,
Oh,
we
that's really
did
good.
gangbusters, and then the recession came, and it didn't hit us until probably too late. 2009, 2010, because we had work on the books, and that's when it hit us, and then it sucked for
Yeah.
the next 3 years.
Yeah, I know. It hit everyone so hard around that time. And I mean, how'd you guys get involved in the industry? You just.
My husband has worked in it from the time we got married, and that's been over 40 years ago.
Oh, that's
And
great.
we have two sons who also worked in it, and so. And now we have two grandsons that also, they all
Oh,
like
that's
to play in the dirt,
yeah.
they're little boys.
Yeah, just drive all the, the big equipment. That's really cool. That's cool. You have a family business, and so, you and your husband own it, Nancy? Okay. And is it like 51, right? 49? You have the 51%,
Now
right?
we've talked about that. We have talked about that to make it minority owned, but we haven't done it yet.
No, you haven't done. Okay. All right. And I mean, is there a bank you normally, lean on for financing equipment or anything like that?
Let's see. Well, the skid steer is financed through GE Capital, and the grader is SunSouth Leasing.
Sun South, okay, for the grader, yeah. And so, do you normally work with them, or was that just like the vendors had offered that in also?
Well, see, the GE Capital is the financing for Bobcat down here.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay, and I mean, have you guys kind of you gone to your bank or trying to look for any financing, see what they say?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, and is there a vendor you guys usually work with for this type of equipment, or do you just kind of shop around and find the
They
best
shop.
deal?
Oh yeah,
Shop.
definitely shop.
Yeah, I know you might as well see what you guys can get. Okay, and do you have like a plan B if you can't, find financing for these type of equipment?
No, because we haven't. Like I say, in the past few years, the only things that we've bought are the grader and the skid steer. That's the first things that we've bought since, oh, 2009.
Oh, okay. So you guys even you've just got everything all, back in 2009 and kind of held off since then. Okay. And I mean, if you were to add these on, would you guys, be making money off it right away with these, or you have to wait until the jobs?
Yeah, that's a hard telling one.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I hear you. Okay. All right,
You really
Nancy.
don't make money until it's paid for.
Yeah, they kind of like you get you through, and then you pay them off, and then they start taking money. Yeah.
Yeah. Then you make money.
Yeah, exactly. But I didn't know if you like as soon as you get this, you could start. You know, it'll start paying for itself right away or not. You know, depending on how often you use them. So yeah, Nancy. Yeah, I'll definitely. I'll send you an email. You know, I'd like to see. You know, what we could do for you guys if you are looking to add on. You know, we'd like to. You know, see what we could do for you. It's a simple process. It'd be a one-page application, and it would be, you know, 6 months business bank statements, and they just evaluate the cash flow of the business, you know, so they'll give you know, anything that you guys would be a burden to you. And then the most recent, you know, tax return, 2014 is fine if you guys got an extension for 2015. And do your customers, do they pay with credit cards or
No.
no? Okay. All right. That's good then. And then, yeah, I mean, I'll send that app and everything, you know, we need to submit, and we can get answers, you know, within 24 hours on exactly, you know, what you guys would be looking at. That way you can either, you know, shop with confidence or, you know, at least know what's going on.
To be perfectly honest, I'm not doing anything until I know positively what they're going to do, because in the past, everybody has come out of the woodwork saying that they're going to loan us money, and they end up running my credit and the business credit. I have got more dings on my mine, mainly because of my name, and the business credit, you know, for things that I've never heard of.
Like what? Like what
Companies
do
that
you
I've never heard of.
really like what?
Yeah. Different types of financing companies, you know?
So you just had like someone like you gave them all their information, and then they had a bunch of they ran
Oh,
their credit a
apparently,
bunch
yeah,
of
they sent it out all over the world, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
I can't
crazy.
tell you, seriously, I cannot tell you how many phone calls I have every single day. Hi.
Yeah. Everyone's all
No,
friendly.
goodbye. You're
Yeah,
lucky I talked to you today. Usually I
exactly.
don't.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate, you know, you talking to me. Yeah, like like I said, I mean, I know we spoke about that. You were looking at those on, so I did want to see, you know, what you guys were looking at, and you know, see if we'd be a good fit for you guys, if we can help you out,
Okay.
get it going. But
I'll keep you in mind.
yeah, no problem. I'll send over that email, and
Okay.
I mean, when's a good time to, you know, check back in with the business?
Probably not until the end of June.
Okay. All
All
right.
right.
All
Okay.
right, sounds good, Nancy.
All
Okay,
right.
thanks for your
Thank
time.
you.
Thanks a
Bye-bye.
lot.